Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXBN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Baltimore-based duo of Alex Scally and Victoria LeGrand, Beach House, join us live today. The band formed in 2005 and have recently released Teen Dream. It's their fourth album overall and their first for Sub Pop Records. It is one of the best-received new albums so far this year. The band is here to play live, and to start off, I asked Victoria about the title Teen Dream and how she sees it relating to the album's music.
It's an invitation to sort of a place that we were very intensely for several months, a place of passion and obsession. And, you know, it's something that it's not a literal ode to our own teenage pasts, but it is something that we keep within ourselves, you know, and it's a creative force. And I think this record has a lot of life in it. So I hope people feel that energy that we stored up and put into our music.
You went away to do this one, which normally the last couple albums you did in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And to get to that place, Victoria, you're talking about, that must have something to do with going away and having that compact time.
Absolutely. The touring, the hundreds of shows, you build up a lot of energy and desire, and it's hard to write on the road. So, and also when you play old songs over and over again, you really learn a lot about where you want to go with the music and how you want to go further.
Did you have a mission statement before you went in? Were there things you knew you wanted to do?
Well, we went forward in time, got all the reviews from the album, and then went back and based it off of that.
You did a great job then.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's hear some of these new tunes. What do you want to start off with?
Walk in the Park.
Can I
Wow, a wonderful performance of my favorite song, How Did You Know, from Teen Dream, Walk in the Park. As Beach House have joined us today, Alex Scally on guitar, Victoria LeGrand on all kinds of keyboards and on drums.
Daniel Franz. The talented and lovely.
Alex, you were not a guitarist when this band started?
No, you know, I had like kind of messed around. But I never was trained. I never really took it seriously. I think it's just something I started doing because we needed that kind of range of sound in what we were doing. So it's just like I picked it up.
It's so funny. I would not necessarily have picked the guitar lines from that song out as a guitar because of the way you play it.
Cool, yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
That's a great compliment.
And you clearly love playing slide, although you didn't. You don't seem to use one on that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting technique.
I think one problem with the slide is it's it like can almost instantly become a weird gimmick of a sound. So that's like can be a problem.
What is next?
Lover of Mine.
Yeah.
Lover of Mine.
Thank you.
Lover of Mine, another one of the new ones from Beach House, who are playing live for us today at the cafe. And it's their first out on the Sub Pop. You know, people sometimes have a vision of what they're going to do musically, but more often than not, it's just that they start playing together and whatever comes out, comes out. Did it start sounding like Beach House when you first started playing together?
No, we were kind of playing in a psychotic dance, dancey thing, like a kind of like a crashing train of a band. And then we were just hanging out a lot. We were becoming really good friends. And I think it was born in a really on a really, really insanely hot Baltimore night. You have that heat here, too.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah, so.
We couldn't have predicted that was going to happen, but it did.
And had you always been writing?
We've been writing together, obviously, everything we do. But prior to that, I mean, little projects here and there, but nothing as serious as Beach House.
Well, you come from an artistic family. Your father's a painter, and there's other... Michel Legrand is obviously the more famous member of the family as a composer. So did you rebel? Was there any rebelling against that, or did you just sort of embrace it?
There's no rebelling because I just... embrace it. And it's also, I don't really have a relationship with my uncle. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like a fun fact.
But you did take classical lessons. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. I studied piano. Alex as well.
So I must confess, I was walking in this morning and I was behind a woman who had a zebra raincoat on.
Oh.
And I immediately thought of this album. And how did the whole imagery of zebra come about?
Of the song?
Yeah.
It's really a sort of amazing relationship between how sounds can form patterns. And it's like music is very visual for us. We're very inspired by all that is around us. So when we were writing that, Alex had written these parts, and I was listening to it, and it just sort of... literally the patterns and the sounds kind of were, it was forming something. And it's not that it's necessarily literally about a zebra by any means, but that it's just inspired by that kind of wild energy that music can create.
And the contrasting sounds or the way that...
Well, the way that literally sounds move towards each other, they zigzag, the way that chords can go up and down and they, you know, and even the sound quality has a, you know, very animalistic thing to it.
Yeah, it's a great song. So you can do Zebra?
Yep.
Thank you.
wonderful performances today from Beach House. That is Zebra, recorded live in the World Cafe studios. And our thanks to Beach House for joining us. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. There's lots more, including more podcasts and lots of sessions in streaming audio at our regular website, which is worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks a lot for spending your time with the World Cafe.